Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Thanks for the ride this morning.
No problem,
pal. I was going to say roomy, but that makes no sense.
The only reason I was able to make it?
Yeah?
My dog, Rex. Made sure I was up bright and early.
Did something startle him to get you up earlier than normal?
No, I don't know why. Just sometimes he likes to, you know, I gotta go potty. I gotta go potty right now. And this was one of those days, 15 minutes before my alarm.
Do you kennel him or is he just kind of wandering freely downstairs?
He's a kennel boy.
Yes. So do you hear a whimper or a bark?
Whimper.
So quiet though, right? Consider how far away you are from that sound.
Yeah.
Yet you've got like dog mom ears.
I do. Yeah. Well, I'm the light sleeper. Yeah.
Of the two?
Yeah. And I can hear... I hear it.
Do you think it's just from having kids? Or are you just a light sleeper in general?
In general.
Okay.
I'm attuned to it. I'm ready. And I'm almost up anyway, right? Like,
yes.
My sleep cycle's almost...
Your head's... Like, one part of your brain's already awake.
Yeah.
They're already sensing for danger.
Yeah.
Right? Your caveman urgent tendencies are coming out.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And the first thought your brain was, is that a dinosaur?
Is that a dinosaur?
And then it remembers you live in modern times. You're like, no, that's a dog.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. I live in modern times with a dog and an automobile.
Is that a saber-toothed tiger coming to take me and my children from my cave? Oh, wait. It's modern day.
Oh, no. I'm okay.
I find it interesting that Shannon doesn't hear Roland is such a light whimper. Like, non-existent light whimper.
So she doesn't hear it, but you do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Or my favorite sound is when Kingston wants water, he'll paw at the water bowl. And she's oblivious to it. And I'm like, are you going to do that? It's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, Kingston wants water. You don't hear that?
No.
She never does. No.
No. No.
No.
There's different, like, kinds of sleepers. Some people are heavy
Whether
sleepers.
Even just watching, like, on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just so tuned into whatever.
No, I don't hear that.
Or it's at a pitch or something. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't hear that.
It's crazy.
I guess I'll do it.
Well, I'll send Rex a thank you bone. And thanks for bringing me into the job today.
He will take it.
Did you sincerely think my car door was broken?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I totally forgot that you had a flight today. I was like, oh no, your car door. It is Friday. On Fridays, your car door doesn't work.
It's either my car door doesn't work or Eric's taking a long weekend. You're 50-50 every time.
I just assumed that your car door was not working.
That's a good assumption.
I don't know why.
No, it's good.
I totally forgot.
I hope it works. That's the car we're taking to the airport when Shannon comes to pick me up.
It better work.
It's preloaded with my luggage. It better work.
Come on, car door. Come on.
Fingers crossed.
I'm hoping good things.
Thank you.
It better work. I just found out. I'm pretty sure, according to a new study, I'm my parents' favorite child.
Because aren't you oldest?
Yeah.
I'm oldest, too. Is it oldest?
Okay.
Is it oldest?
Here are five factors that might indicate that you are the favorite child.
Go for it.
Okay. Both mothers and fathers, according to a new study, tend to favor daughters.
Oh, dang it. Yeah.
Well, but you're the
I have
only
daughter,
option.
I have daughter-like tendencies. Go
That's
on.
Okay. You have big daughter energy.
And I was reminded many, many times if I was going to be a girl, I was going to be named Emily. I think I think they wanted a daughter.
She was really hoping for an Emily. Oh, man. Parents favor children who demonstrate responsibility and organization.
Heck yeah, that's me.
Like kids with clean rooms. That was totally me.
Relatively speaking. I took a lot of joy and pride in like mixing the room around every once in a while, moving furniture.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that's
what else?
Agreeable children who show cooperation and consideration in family life. You know, kids who make the parents' lives easier, trying to maintain a healthy family dynamic.
I think I did that.
You go along to get along?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I helped raise two younger brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Birth order also matters, but not necessarily for favoritism. Parents tend to give older siblings more autonomy, like later curfews, more freedom to make decisions. Older siblings usually have a little bit more favoritism, not necessarily though.
Okay.
Hey.
But still more is more than zero.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many aspects of parental favoritism are a little bit more subtle. In some cases, parents acknowledge treating one child more favorably, and those children themselves didn't notice a difference.
So I was being treated like a king the entire time, and I just didn't notice it?
You might not notice it if you are the favorite. Just you have to be on the lookout.
You know who can't argue it? My parents, because they're no longer around. So I'm taking the throne.
Until you hear, yeah, you are the favorite.
Until a ghost tells me otherwise,
yeah.
I'm the favorite.
Just claim it, man. Just claim it.
It's been claimed.
Till I hear it.
We'll give you the buzz coming up at 6:30 this morning. Manchester is getting a cryptocurrency mining operation. I'll tell you exactly what that means.
Mining?
Cryptocurrency mining. Yes. It'll make sense.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Remind me, when you guys travel, do you pack in advance, like the night before, or are you kind of like scramble that morning, throw things in the bag?
Both.
But depends on the trip and maybe the flight time or when you're leaving.
Yeah, like outfits, sure. But like everything else, it's like, oh yeah, I forgot this. Ah.
Well, usually most people, it's like the carry-on, which is the packed bag or the luggage, right? Uh-huh. And then like your person, like I always take a backpack and a carry-on.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to check a bag. We're headed to Vegas. The flight's like Shannon's going to grab me at 11 o'clock. So I had to have everything packed last night to load the car this morning. And I learned something very important. This is a pro tip for every traveler out there.
What's that?
If you pack the night before and you pack your iPad, which has a standing alarm at 4 something in the morning, mm-mm, and you forget you packed it, mm-mm, then you're going to walk around the house and I don't have the sound of my alarm of my iPad, but let's just imagine this is it. So I've already showered. The dogs are out. I'm just kind of killing time around the house. And then I just hear an alarm.
Where is that coming from?
Somewhere. And then I realize I packed my iPad with the alarm on.
Oopsie.
So I had to unpack the entire suitcase to find where it was in there. Because one side zips up, right?
Yep.
And then one side you get the straps. We're good, but don't do that.
You should do everything you can, though, to change the alarm
to that
sound like that.
I want it.
That's a great alarm.
And then my second alarm is this. That one's good too.
Those are great alarms. Custom? Wow.
Custom alarms.
And those will wake you up.
Can you imagine waking up to this every morning? Or this?
That'll get you going.
Now I'm wondering if I turn it, if it's going to go off tomorrow morning. We'll figure it out when I get down there. We'll figure it out.
You are not going to miss a minute of Vegas.
Barely not.
You are going to see,
because I'm wide awake,
all the sights. No problem there.
Nope, I'm up.
This is so weird. Was driving to my daughter's basketball game yesterday. And so I'm leaving my homestead. I'm in my neighborhood, and not unusual this time of year since it's winter. I've seen a lot of neighbors as they're taking care of their dogs in this winter season, maybe put on a doggy coat.
Yeah, I'm anti-dog coat, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly. Like, I'm not big into, like, putting a
clothes
lot of
on animals
on them, yeah. But when it is this cold, we've got like a greyhound next door.
Yeah.
He's so like,
there's no body fat there.
There's no body fat. There's barely any fur. So, you know, you kind of need to put layers on them when it's really, really cold outside. So that I totally understand.
Right.
If you've got, or like a little guy and there's, you know, you want to put a little bit of something in between them and the snow since they're so close to the ground. I get it.
I've seen little dog boots before.
Sure. Sure. But what I saw yesterday, I cannot comprehend, nor can I understand. Because what I saw yesterday was a gentleman walking his dog, who I have not seen. The gentleman, nor the dog.
Okay.
But they were walking about a block away from my home. And the gentleman was walking the dog. And the dog on the leash was not wearing a coat. The dog was wearing dog pants.
That's a thing? Dog pants?
I've not known it to be a thing.
Now, I've seen dog diapers before.
Yes.
You and I both have experienced that world.
Oh, I have lived through dog diapers, and I understand dog diapers.
I know
exactly why you would wear a dog diaper. These were full on. This dog is wearing sweatpants.
Now I feel like it's a cartoon character.
Like, it was kind of like a toddler sweatpant, you know, where they, like, it had some...
A little move in the back.
A little movement on the leg. There was some breeze, but then there was room for a tail.
Okay, let me, was there a cutout, or was it, like, drooping below the tail?
Now, I didn't examine the whole backside area, but I did see a tail sticking up, so I don't know if there was...
Just to make sure everything was the man wearing pants?
The man, not.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
The man was fully clothed.
Like, did he get confused going out the door? He's like, something's wrong.
I put the pants on the dog. Oh, the man was not wearing pants.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. I said a couple words to you earlier this morning, and I think I confused you. You looked at me like my dog sometimes looks at me.
Hmm?
I said, crypto mining is coming to Manchester.
And what does that mean?
Crypto mining is where companies that make money in the world of online currency set up data farms, and all they do is go out and search the internet for crypto. That's all I understand.
Okay.
I understand the physical nature of it. I don't know what they're doing digitally.
So it's like a computer cafe.
It's a computer hub of just networks. You know when you drive into the Altoona, Des Moines area?
Yeah.
And on your right-hand side, that's either Sony or Facebook. I don't remember. And it's all servers.
Yeah.
It's all servers. That long building is just computers. Same concept. But now imagine they're going into storage units. That's a crypto farm.
Ooh.
And it's coming to Manchester, and the residents are none too happy about it for a couple of reasons. It takes a lot of power. Where's that coming from?
Oh, yeah.
And there have been stories on some of these crypto farms where the noise from the fans used to cool down the processors.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like you're just in a constant swarm of bees.
Oh.
So the city council is currently doing everything they can in Manchester just to say it's okay.
Even if it's outside of city limits or?
It's because you still have to think about the neighbors, right? People are also living in the countryside. I don't know where this is going. It's going in an industrial park somewhere in Manchester, and they're putting in 50 buildings, each one 8 by 20 foot.
Oh, jeepers.
And each one filled with computer processors. And that's all they do all day long and all night long is just mine for cryptocurrency. So that is coming to Manchester. While it's a good economic get, there's some concerns with maybe some of the things on the side.
Is
it going to take a lot of water?
Yeah.
How much power is it going to take?
Yeah.
Are we going to hear it all night long?
Uh-huh.
Those are the questions right now the city of Manchester is dealing with. The city of Dyersville is celebrating the fact. Big concert announcement. Tim McGraw is going to do a concert at the Field of Dreams movie site. He is the headliner of what is being... vaguely described as an all-day music festival, Saturday, August the 30th. McGraw will close out the event that will include a number of additional acts to be announced in the coming weeks. I'm just going to say, from this reporter's vantage point, I would be a little suspicious of buying a $500 all-day VIP pass when they've announced one act.
We don't have anybody else's name?
That's all that's been announced by a company that, when I went to their Facebook page, was started in September of 2024. I just want to make sure you're not fire festivaled. I don't know a thing. I've never heard of this company before.
Okay.
It looks like they want to do a full day music festival on the grounds in Dyersville. The news release came to
I'm
me from
pulling for you.
It came to me from the Dubuque Chamber of Commerce. So people are rooting for it.
Yeah.
It's just, let's make sure. So just keep an eye out. More. Once I get these acts, I'll let you know about it. Pre-sale starts next week. They are teaming up with StubHub to do all of this.
Uh-huh.
So just keep an eye out. But it was announced just yesterday. Tim McGraw, he's the headliner. He's the final act of a day of music. And it reads like it's where the movie was filmed, on the field. And they'll have that all set up for a concert coming up on Saturday, August the 30th.
What if we had a few more names and then?
Then I would feel a little bit better. All right, United Way of East Central Iowa is once again offering their VITA program. That's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. The appointments will be available from February 3rd to April the 4th, but the scheduling is happening now. And as a guy who used to work as a greeter and volunteer for this program, get on this now. It fills up fast. This is eligible for anybody in Lynn, Jones, Benton, Cedar, Iowa, as long as you or your household brings in $67,000 or less, which is a lot of people, you can get free tax filing. Go for it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Tax prep services will be provided across 8 locations in Cedar Rapids. I'm 99% sure the Johnson, Washington County also does a similar program. This is just the Cedar Rapids program. Google United Way Eastern Iowa VITA, V-I-T-A. That's how you get the link to get the location and the time that works best for you. But that's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
The Los Angeles wildfires, they need help. And they've announced that there's going to be this big fire aid concert to help raise money. Now we know who's going to be playing that concert. We've had the announcement yesterday. It's a very stacked lineup, too. Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas are playing. Gracie Abrams, Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Jelly Roll, Joni Mitchell, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pink, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rod Stewart, Sting, Stevie Nicks, Tate McRae, Dave Matthews, and John Mayer are going to perform together for the first time ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
And about every third act you announced, like, that's a California Stefani.
Exactly.
California. Green Day, California? Red Hot Chili Peppers, for sure. California.
For sure, California. Yeah. And that's just some of them. They also announced one more act afterwards, and I don't know if that was a mistake or not, but they announced Earth, Wind, and Fire. Thank you for being included. It's going to go down on January 30th, the Intuit Dome at the Forum. There's going to be a live telethon streaming multiple locations, YouTube and Twitch channels, on January 24th. So
will this thing be televised on all the networks? It's like remember when they used to do like Make America Laugh Day?
Yeah.
Stand Up to Cancer, that stuff. Like, is it going to be on all the networks that day?
On YouTube.
Oh, just on YouTube. Okay.
Yeah, and Twitch. So watch the whole thing go down. That many people, sounds like it's going to be like an all-day thing.
I'm surprised it's not being televised on the big three.
Yeah.
That's what's surprising me.
I'd go for that.
Yeah.
Okay. New shots fired in the battle between Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively over the It Ends With Us movie. Justin is now suing Blake and her husband, Ryan Reynolds, for $400 million for allegedly orchestrating a smear campaign against him and trying to take control of the movie, which Justin directed. Blake is already suing Justin for trying to ruin her reputation after she spoke up about sexual misconduct on the set. In this new lawsuit, Justin claims that Blake held up production until the studio agreed to a 17-point list of demands that alleged misconduct and also gave her cut of the film to a producer and a producer credit on the film.
She wasn't a producer going in?
Apparently.
Interesting.
I thought she was.
So did I.
He claims she also cut him out of all marketing and promotional efforts. He shared a lot of the photos of his family in the basement at the premiere of the movie. Justin claims that Blake also made fun of his nose and suggested that he should get plastic surgery.
My God.
These two. Back and forth, back and forth.
I think what we're starting to realize, and you just take the personalities out of it, making movies is messy.
Yeah.
In a very ego-driven town. And I bet this happens more often than not.
The thing that I can't get over is the fact that they successfully made the film. How did they make the film? How did it not fall apart before it made it?
And it feels like the studio had already picked sides. If they held up production until she got her list of 19 demands,
yeah,
they knew she was driving the bus.
How did they not just dissolve the thing, recast it at some point? Like, this is too messy. These
right.
two don't get along.
Or go direct to video.
This is now becoming a bigger deal than it really needed to be.
That's almost a better story. How did you power through to get this done?
Yeah.
Or did you just hate each other when the cameras were off? And now it's
actually,
coming to light.
You're both incredible actors.
That's
you
it.
Know what?
Yeah.
You should be very proud of yourselves because you hate each other. Wow. Okay. This is very exciting because I thought we had already said it's not happening. But hey, you guys.
If they make Goonies 2, I will be the first in line.
I have new reason to believe that a Goonies sequel is in the works. Chris Columbus, who wrote the original film with Steven Spielberg, says that he's writing a new script. The classic film follows a group of kids who find that treasure map, and it leads them to riches, uncovers a crime family. No word on if any of the original actors, because that's who shut it down last time, was Martha Plimpton said, it's not happening. I haven't been approached. It's not.
But Sean Astin was like all over it.
Sean Astin was like, let's do it. Goonies.
Because all he's doing are cameos right now.
Right.
Yeah.
So the fact that no original actors have been signed on, maybe that's what got the rumor stopped.
Here's what, I don't want you to remake the movie with a whole fresh batch of kids.
I want somebody to come back.
Please give me, well, but now I'm going to ask for like continuity. But then you did that with Twisters 2. And it really had nothing to do with the first one.
Yeah, you didn't need it?
I don't know. This is tough.
I kind of want Sean Astin, I think.
I want them all.
Data.
Give me some Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
Give me some. You're telling me Data comes back? Slick Shoes? Heck yeah.
Come on. We got to have the. You know, I want the kids back. I want the kids. And it's their kids going on an adventure.
Something like that.
Right? Right? That's how I see it.
Well, but we've got a name in Hollywood.
At least, yeah.
Columbus, people, he's
Chris
directed.
Columbus.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Well respected.
So we'll see where this goes.
We'll see. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Broadcasting from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level at a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. Which, with a map, you could use a protractor and find us.
If I knew how to use a protractor.
Welcome to Nerd News. Capturing just the right picture, when, like right now as I'm watching the sun come up, if you're a photographer, you know all of the elements you need right now. You need the angle you need on that.
Oh, yeah.
Where to stand your subject.
Exposure,
the iris, the lens. Now take all of that and put it underwater.
Mm-hmm.
A photographer, a model, and a diving expert all dive into the water off the coast of Florida to capture a record-breaking photo. The photographer and model, by the way, are both from Canada. Joined a U.S. diving and safety expert. So the original depth of professional photograph underwater was 21 feet. That was it.
Dang.
That was in 2021. They went down 163 feet for this new picture. That's half a football field underwater to capture one picture.
Oh, you get all that pressure and stuff on you too.
There's a shipwreck just off the coast of Boca Raton. So they went through months of training. Now, it's not a free dive. They are going down with oxygen.
Okay.
But you do, and I've taken some scuba lessons, like you don't have to know how to pressurize and depressurize, not go up too fast because your body will start to do weird things. But once they got into position, the model, everything is taken away from her. It's just her in a dress and knee-high, ankle-high boots. That's
Ooh.
It. So they have to also figure out a way for the photographer to give her art direction because they can't talk to each other.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Dang.
That they pulled this off. Not only was it a world record just in terms of depth,
Whew.
But to think of all of the planning from a diving standpoint, a safety standpoint, the light coming in, how he was going to capture the picture, how they're going to communicate, all of that was figured out ahead of time. And then they captured this picture within the last couple of weeks.
And like, not just a model, like you're like an athlete too.
They showed her training, running through the forest, wearing scuba tanks, so she's used to the weight. They showed her doing other dives and other pictures.
And then holding your breath.
Yeah.
And
there's video of it underwater, just the 163-foot underwater photo. That'll take you to where you need to go. All right. Good news, bad news. The good news is red dye number 3 is finally going away.
That is good news.
The dye that was taken out of cosmetics 30 years ago because it was a cancer-causing dye.
Not good for our skin.
Has stayed in food till now. Now, many companies knew this was around the corner. They've been slowly replacing. However, there are products still using red dye number 3 to this day, and they have until early 2028. Conversation Hearts from Brock's still uses red dye 3.
What?
Brock's Candy Corn still uses red dye 3.
Brock's, what are we doing, folks?
If you're doing any cupcakes for Valentine's Day and you use Betty Crocker's red decorating icing, it's got red dye number 3.
Oh, no.
True Moose strawberry whole milk. Some grocery store brands like generic brands of fruit cocktail. And even like Ensure's strawberry nutrition shake. All still use red dye number 3.
Oh my gosh.
Now, red dye number 40 is the new one, but even that's banned in California. At like schools.
Uh-huh.
So there might be another round, But I mean, that was good news when the FDA made this announcement. What was it, Monday or Tuesday?
What about like beets, like natural stuff?
That's natural dye number one, right?
Yeah.
That's the good stuff.
What about that?
You can eat that?
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to be eating anyway.
Yeah.
Don't drink strawberry milk. Just eat some strawberries.
There you go.
That'll solve it.
Yeah, we just solved it.
Red dye number zero. Hey. What nature intended. Okay, last story. When it comes to looking up and looking at space, my question is to you, how many planets have you ever seen at any one time?
One time they had like, I think Venus was out. And then if you looked, then like you could kind of see Mars, but it was hard to see it with the naked eye.
Well, I'm going to introduce you to the planetary conga. Six planets can be seen from the skies of Iowa. Two of them will require binoculars or a telescope.
A question.
Six planets. Claire.
Why are they calling it a conga?
Well, they're just in a line.
Just for fun. For planetary funsies.
I'm calling it a conga.
Okay. Wait. Space guys didn't call this a conga?
No. Dancing Eric Hansen did.
I appreciate you.
This is just me.
I wish more nerds were like you.
The parade of planets. Starting Tuesday, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are all going to be in near alignment with Uranus and Neptune to follow. From January 21st through the 25th, all six planets visible. Doing a planetary conga.
Wait, who's at the end?
Neptune.
Oh, dang it.
Uranus is right before it. Right before it. Venus, of course, takes the lead.
Of course she does, because she's sassy. Follow me, planets.
Just so we're all aware, I got to stay true to the science. They're not in a tight, straight line, but they're all going to be in the same region of the sky. There are smartphone apps out there where you can put it up to the direction you're looking. It'll show you exactly where to look in the sky.
To find the conga.
To find the planetary conga over Iowa skies, January 21st.
Woo!
That's Nerd News.
Come back to these exact coordinates next week, nerds, for Nerd News on Z102.9.
Lindmar, here we go.
We are fighting because we are going to win, and we're fighting.
We are lions, and we'll rip your throats out. Hey!
We got to learn the words to the fight song. I
think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, okay. Write that down, Ben. Learn the fight song.
It's Ben's responsibility to teach us. Is that your whole plan there?
It's his responsibility to take notes.
Okay. Well, learn the fight song. The Morning Scramble is volunteering our afternoon and early evening hours next Tuesday at the Lindmar JV and Varsity Girls Basketball game, taking on City High Vibe City.
Oh, okay. You know the team that
I know
playing.
The team. I'm prepped for that. I do not know the Lindmar fight song, but I do know my way around a concession stand a little bit. I had volunteered a couple times when I was in high school.
You have experience.
Have you worked one?
I did. The Williamsburg FFA chapter was in charge of the girls' basketball game, so I volunteered in the concession stand growing up. Ben, do you have any concession stand experience?
Once when I was really little with my mom.
You worked
out.
It?
Yes.
Have you ever bought something from a concession stand?
I have buying experience.
Okay great.
Well, I feel
all that
like
experience.
We don't need that much training, but we're not the ones to evaluate ourselves. There's only one person who can do that.
Absolutely.
And that guy's Tony Milan.
Tony!
Good morning.
Hey, Tony. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to both of you. It's so
you.
Good to see both of you. This place feels like a warm hug. And I'm going to be honest. I'm getting a little emotional here. It's so good to be back.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry that I'm running a little late this morning. I understand that you've purchased a concession stand. Well, that's very exciting.
No, we didn't buy it.
No.
We are volunteering at the Lindmar High School concession stand. Volunteering was on Claire and producer Ben's vision board.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're going to tackle that by helping out. And as we understand it, as the one of the moms who helped us get into this role, it raises money for the Booster Club, which does both athletics and the arts.
Okay.
So we're
doing
our part to help both while the fans enjoy some JV and varsity girls basketball.
Yeah, a lot of times they struggle to get actual help physical help in the concession stand. So we're like, we can help. We're physical bodies.
So we're in and then we're out.
Wow. Okay. Well, that changes things a little bit. I thought you had purchased it, which is a great investment.
It would have been.
Wow.
Okay. Although maybe for future investment, where is most of the money made in concession stands? Is there one product like there's a high markup?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretzels.
Is it really?
Pretzels.
Yeah. Pretzels. It's
really?
It's one of the oldest recipes in history. Water, yeast, salt. So flour.
And those are very, they're cheap and they're abundant.
Yes.
Abundant resources. So we could basically make them for a low price and sell them for a high price.
Exactly.
We're making them ourselves too.
You are.
If we owned our own.
Fresh baked.
I think this one sells the ones that are pre-made. We don't know.
I don't know.
That's why you're here to kind of set the scene, whatever the scenario, we don't know.
Very good. Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. Since you're volunteering, what is your goal for this event?
Oh, that's good. We should go around the room and talk about our goals.
Okay, why don't you start?
Maybe I'll give you some options.
Okay.
Is it to engage with the audience there? Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it to make a certain amount of money or fill in the blank?
Okay.
Other.
I would say selfishly for me, it's to engage with the audience. I'm there to perform.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
If you're in my window, you are my audience and I am the actor.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I would like to play the role of a concession stand worker for entertainment value. That's my goal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Audience is a stage.
Good. I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. Ditto.
I am there to engage, maybe not in a performative sense, but in a, like, I would like to meet people. I would like to shake hands and kiss some babies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
Make some new friends.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is to have a full heart knowing I did something good.
Wow.
Whoa.
He's
wow.
a genuinely good person. Wow.
He is a genuinely
good person. He should have
started. At least one out of the three of us is a good person. That's great.
Neither one of you said to actually accomplish something on your vision boards, which this is also
That's why it's on my vision board.
Okay. Well, Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, Claire, do you want to change your answer to what Ben said?
Ditto to what Ben said. I'm going to let Ben answer for me today.
I do not. I am, again, 100% in it just for the
performance.
I'm in it for the applause.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then let's talk about some strategies, how to engage with the audience and how to feel good about yourself.
Okay.
Ben. So let's start with, I've been teaching myself Latin since the start of the new year.
You have?
Oh, yeah. It's the language of the future.
I thought it was dead.
Languages are cyclical.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They come and then they go and then they come back.
Okay.
Just like currencies. Now, so let's talk about the root of concession.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Con.
There
okay?
it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Right? Which is to deceive or trick.
Okay.
Okay. Session, a period of time.
It's time to trick them.
Okay. We're talking about the art of upselling.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
All
okay?
Right. Do you want fries with that? Is the ultimate concession.
Okay. Yeah. But we don't have fries.
We don't have to, but let's say, remember we ran this scenario yesterday.
Okay.
Producer Ben ordered a Fresca and I think a wiener.
Yes.
A hot dog.
What?
Sorry. Yes. Just be clear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hot dog. Got
hot dog.
It.
Hot dog.
Mm-hmm. And you were playing the role of the order taker, and I was the guy yelling in the background of the kitchen. So your job would be then would be to offer him or make him think he also wanted a candy bar.
Do you want a candy bar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you want popcorn with that?
Mm-hmm.
So always another thing with their order.
Upsell.
Yep. By upselling, are we just trying to give them another thing, or are we trying to also like lie to them and say, if you drink this Red Bull, you'll get wings or something?
Okay, let's change our perspective, okay? When you say lie to them, what we want to think—
Upsell them.
Yes, upsell, okay? Trick or deceive. Well, I'll accept that. Okay.
Yeah, just not deceive
them into thinking that they'll grow wings.
Sure. Yes. Okay. It's about an image. And so yes, when they order something, you know, like a pretzel or popcorn, maybe you would ask, hey, when do you plan on eating this?
Okay?
Now?
Well, are they going to eat it in line? Are they going to eat it?
Are you suggesting they come back around and order more food?
I'm suggesting that you sell them something for their walk back to their seat.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Save yourself a step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The line's going to get pretty long in between games. Why don't you go ahead and buy three of these?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. That just came out.
And we're just looking out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're on your side.
Yeah.
Okay, this is good stuff.
Now, when I was talking at the International Convention of Concession Stand...
When was that?
It was over the summer.
Okay.
You went to IX, the ICCS?
Yes. I was.
You were keynoting IX?
I was the keynote at IX.
No way.
Okay. Yeah, way. Huh. It was a special event for everyone, myself included. And one of the things that I talked about was just that, was upselling and making sure that the customers had a good experience. Now, you two, the three of you are really Cedar Rapids celebrities. Okay?
Of sorts.
Of sorts.
It's true. You are. People want to engage with you. Okay. Now, maybe what we could do is some free samples.
Ooh. Let's put a pin in that.
Okay.
Because it's not our stuff.
What if it was a kernel of popcorn?
Ooh.
You mean even unpopped? Oh. If you want this popped, you know where this I got where this came from?
Yeah. Bring it back to the concession stand.
And we'll pop it for you.
Yeah.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Right.
That's a lot of information for us to digest.
I think so. Yeah. This is
great.
Can
you hang out for just a little bit longer, Tony Milan?
Happily.
Okay. More with Tony Milan as I am approaching this concession stand unlike any concession stand I've ever approached before.
I am learning so much.
We hope you are too. More lessons in life in concession stands with Tony Milan still to come.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Definitely need to learn the words of this fight song.
We are the lions going on to battle the lions.
You might have seen us in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Normally, we're really, really afraid. But we're going to...
We're not those lions. We're different lions. We're brave. We are...
Really, really brave. Yeah,
dang
so that is our rendition of the Linmar Marching Lions fight song.
It can't be right.
It can't be right.
We know it's not right, but we will learn the
actual... That's the volunteer version.
We'll learn the actual version when we go volunteer at the Linmar concession stand this coming Tuesday.
Tony Milan, I feel like I'm focusing too much on this fight song. Is that a distraction? Do I need to focus more on the commerce of this thing?
I think it's a good balance. I think you've got a healthy perspective of what you're there for.
Okay.
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 Yeah. Because we are in support of Linmar.
Yeah, yes. We want to support our team.
Right.
But we also need to focus on things like nacho cheese.
Right. Sure. Yeah, that's an important part of the concession stand. Okay.
So we are working the JV and varsity girls concession stand. I see what you did there because we're standing while we work.
It's not a concession sit.
Oh, it's not.
Okay, get up, Ben.
God, he's good.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Tony Milan is helping us as we prepare to work along with, we don't know, however, there are other many volunteers.
We have no idea.
In the Linmar Con Stand Tuesday, JV and varsity girls basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking down these words with the Latin roots has been very helpful.
So helpful.
Oh, you know, it just helps us think about what we're there for.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean to brag. You know, I'm just like, I love reading. Okay? I got a dictionary for myself.
Yeah. You can
for
hear
Christmas.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes I just sit for hours.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you go alphabetical or just pick a page?
I pick a page.
Wow.
I don't want to
That's brave.
Pigeonhole myself into one letter.
Yeah,
so is that where you got to concessions?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
It is.
So you're like C. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, yesterday was C.
All right.
Yep.
Well, time's fleeting, and I know you are a very busy guy.
I've got to get back to things.
What, if you could leave us with, I don't know, do we need to run an exercise or role play? Do you have just parting words of wisdom?
Yes.
Whatever, we're putty in your hands.
Oh, God, I love to hear that. Now, okay, here's an idea. Maybe, normally I'd like to, you know, teach you to walk before we run, but we just don't have time.
No,
right.
Okay.
We
don't run. Maybe we do some quick role play.
Okay.
I'll give you some possible customers or scenarios, and then you tell me how you would deal with those situations.
We can do that.
That's
yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you work one each? So start with Ben and work your way around.
Ben, a middle-aged man comes up to the concession. He wants to chat.
Okay.
Okay. He's got his daughter's on the team, and could not be more proud. Okay, now there's a line of people behind him, and I don't know if he's going to order anything. How are you going to deal with that?
I'll talk him up for about 10 seconds. That's so cool. I'm glad you're able to see her here at her game. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need some water because it's very thirsty to sit all day and watch a basketball game.
That's good. That's good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. And then you need to enjoy some candy and a hot dog too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that'll be $18.95.
Wow. Did that math in his head.
That was very good.
Yeah.
Dang.
A minus. Good.
Okay. Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Immediate feedback with the Tony Milan method. Okay. Who's next?
I think go to Claire.
Okay, Claire.
Okay, yeah. I'm ready.
Okay.
A
group of teenagers. I know. Terrifying.
I don't do well at that.
And it's there's six boys and three girls.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Nine people. Ben just did that math in his head. Okay. Nine teenagers are approaching.
Nine
of them.
Okay.
They've already got some food in their hands. Maybe those like frozen juice things that you like scrape and then eat, you know? You know what I'm talking about.
I do not, but go on.
Like a frozen lemonade.
A frozen lemonade. Yes. And so some of them have those in hand already. You're worried they're not going to buy anything.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you going to deal with those nine squirrels?
I would say, brr, it's too cold for something frozen, but you know what we got in here? Hot cheese! Ooh, ooh, ooh! I love me some hot cheese! Ben, turn on the nacho fountain! Ooh, look at that nacho cheese flow! And then the kids come flocking, and I'm like, ooh, look at then the nacho cheese flows down into the vat of nacho holders. You guys want some cheese?
That was great.
Oh my gosh, that was so good.
Thanks. I guarantee those kids would buy.
Yeah.
I'm worried. You guys did excellent.
A+. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. No pressure.
I should have gone first.
No pressure.
Okay, Eric.
Yeah.
Last scenario.
Yeah.
Okay. A mom.
Yeah.
Okay. With two young children in tow. Okay. They're both holding hands. It's adorable.
Uh-huh.
The mom, however, you can tell, is upset.
Yeah.
Okay? She's got a plate of nachos.
Okay.
And a thing of popcorn. And you're like, why is she coming back? Both are half eaten. She comes up to you and says, these are not good.
Ooh.
I would like my money back.
Oh, she wants a refund.
Mm-hmm. A refund. And the food is half eaten.
Okay. The way to her heart is through her children. So the first thing I would do is I'd offer her kids a free candy bar, both of them.
No.
Yes, because I will now be the hero. Then I will also ask the mom if she's single.
No.
So if she needs, possibly if there's a man in her life, that would have helped the scenario. That's not a good idea.
No, I guarantee what you would do for real.
What? What would I? Tell me what I would do.
Well, it looks like you enjoyed half of it.
So you either get half your money back or nothing, because we're volunteering. Mm-hmm. That's actually what would happen.
Okay.
Yeah. I tried to pretend, but you're right. I would try to get all logical and bossy on her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for my grade.
So I just want to, I want to clarify. You were not willing to give out free samples of unpopped popcorn, but you'll hand out free candy bars.
If it makes a mom like me more, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to be mad. Nobody mad at me.
Okay.
So I'm giving both of those kids a Charleston shoe.
Eric, there's some room for improvement.
Oh, fair enough.
It's a solid B, though.
Okay. Oh, good. I thought that was a C. Yeah. So, okay.
That passed.
Thank you.
Woo!
Tony Milan, let's just while we're applauding.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
The Milan method worked for me.
Are you around Tuesday to help at our concession stand?
I'll check my calendar.
All right, that's all we could ask.
We had to try.
Morning Scramble, taking over the concession stand at Linmar, coming up on Tuesday.
Woo!
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
Okay, friends, let's get some useless knowledge cleared out of the way, can we?
Does this require me spinning something?
I need you to spin the wheel. Give me a random number, and I'll give you a random little fun fact of information.
Deal.
Thanks. Good spin.
Thank you. I've been inspired by Tony Milan.
Inspiration, huh?
In everything in life, really.
Yeah.
It's just,
look at you.
It's a ray of sunshine. That landed on a 7.
Number 7. In the Humpty Dumpty nursery rhyme.
I thought you were going to say the Humpty Dance.
In the Humpty Dance, yes. Which Eric knows, by the way.
I do. This is my chance to do the hump. Do you know it, don't you, too, don't you?
I want to do it right now together.
Do you want to do the Humpty Dance together? We can, if you want to. Or do you want to focus?
Well, I was going to talk about the nursery rhyme.
Not Humpty Dumpty. Okay. Well.
First, we do this.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Do it. Do the Humpty Hump.
Do the Humpty Hump. Okay, tell me more about...
That was helpful. That was helpful.
Tell
though.
Me more about Humpty Dumpty.
In the Humpty Dumpty nursery rhyme...
Yes.
There's no mention that he's an egg.
There is not, is there?
There is not.
Center
it's
wall,
just kind of...
Had a great fall. Couldn't put it back together again. Yeah, he could have been a porcelain doll. He could have been a tea set.
Yeah, exactly. It's just kind of evolved that way in pop culture.
How? Do we know?
I don't know. Just kind of like one person had this idea and then everybody's like, hey, that's a pretty good idea.
And then nobody thought about it till this guy.
Do the Humpty Dance.
I saw him in concert. In the Quad Cities.
Of course you did.
Yeah, of course I did. All right.
Spit it again.
Number one fan.
Do the hump. Yeah.
There's only one song, though. It was a short concert.
I bet it was.
Three.
Number three. John Tyler, the president.
I'm like the kid from... Tim, the Tool Man Taylor?
No.
John Tyler. So President Tyler.
President John Tyler.
Yes.
Had the most children of any other president.
Is it in more than 10?
More than 10.
Is it more than 15?
It is 15.
Oh my God.
He had 15 kids. That
President
White
Tyler,
House was rocking.
The Nick Cannon of the presidents? That's impressive.
That is very impressive. I don't know that it was multiple women.
Facts. Well, that poor woman. My God. Okay, that landed on 3, please.
Number 3.
So we're still in the 3 column.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What?
Darius Rucker wasn't Hootie in Hootie and the Blowfish, allegedly. That was actually the nickname of his two friends in college. One had big eyes and looked like an owl, hence Hootie.
That's great.
And the other had big cheeks.
This is real?
The Blowfish. I've never heard that fact before.
I haven't either.
I've never. How come he doesn't talk about that more? He's always just like, I'm not Hootie.
That would have shut us up by you just bring them to one show.
Yes.
And say, that's Hootie and that's Blowfish.
That's Blowfish. These are my friends, Hootie and Blowfish.
That would have cleared it all up.
Oh my gosh, Darius, you've been like whining about not being Hootie forever.
Because we thought you were the front man of Hootie.
I've never heard this
and
fact.
And the Blowfish.
Hello.
Gosh.
Oh, look out.
Oh, weirdly, it's Daily Double, so you got to stay in the 3 column.
Okay. Staying right here in number 3. Oh, this has been the week of Hot Pockets.
What do you got?
Hot Pockets, not always called Hot Pockets when they debuted in the 70s.
They were in the 70s?
Came out in the 1970s.
As what?
They were originally called Chunk Stuffers.
No, they were not. Chunk Stuffers?
Didn't make it as Chunk Stuffers.
Who got that through marketing? Chunk Stuffers?
When I eat Chunk Stuffers.
Moms and dads, are you too busy to feed your children?
Feed them Chunk Stuffers.
Chunk Stuffers. To the rescue. That chunk stuffer, chunk stuffer, chunk stuffer.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.